first, thank you for everybody for coming and welcome again. We're excited to have the man to my right sitting here. Joe has been a model citizen for us. He's the right guy. It's the right time. And everything that we think about talking about playing like a Brown, displaying those attributes, being positive in the community, being positive with his teammates, working hard, demonstrating how he plays at a high level are definitely warranted of the things that have transpired in the last few hours. There is obviously a business element to it. We generally don't like to talk about contracts in the media with regards to our players, but when the business is done, we'll let him do all the talking behind what was accomplished through that. But I definitely want to say we're very proud and happy to have Joe Hayden be a long-term Brown, and that's what this contract extension was about.
Defense is obviously something that we're going to pride ourselves on. It's going to be a cornerstone of this franchise moving forward, and that we feel we've taken a huge step in securing that, in getting Joe locked up long term. So I couldn't be more thrilled. You know, the defensive coaches were all fired up when they got the news, but it was something from day one after we watched the film and then got a chance to be around Joe and just to kind of see his passion for the game. And how important it was, how much he loves being here in Cleveland, loves being a Brown, and that's infectious. And I think it was something that we put on the to-do list early on, and we're thrilled that we've been able to get it crossed off.
Yep. With that, we'll let Joe, the man of the hour, take questions.
Appreciate it.
Thanks. All right, man. Thanks, buddy. Enjoy your day.
Great, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you.
Joe, first of all, how much relief is this, and what's that moment like when you grab the pen and you sign a big contract like that?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's just a unbelievable experience, man. I had my wife there and my mom and dad with me. You know, I played ball my whole life to get to that point when you finally get there. And then when you get your rookie contract, it's because what you did in college. But when you get that second deal, it's because of what you've been doing since you've been in the league. And it's just something that, like, it just made me feel like the coaching staff believed in me, the owners believed in me. And it just made me want to just go even harder. It was an unbelievable feeling.
Joe, explain why you were so passionate about wanting to stay here in Cleveland.
I love Cleveland, man. I really like it here. I enjoy it here. The fans are great. And I just never want to just bail out on anything. You know, I started here. They drafted me. And I just want to – and actually the fan base is one big part, because the way they feel about the team and the Browns, I feel like if we could start – we can really start winning here. I mean, it's no other place I'd rather play than if we can get this organization turned around. You know what I'm saying? It would just be the best.
The contract, and your name is now included with guys like Richard Sherman and Revis and Patrick Peterson. Have you always considered yourself to be in that same category with those guys?
I've been putting myself up there ever since day one. You know, I've been trying to, but you know, when you don't win as many games, you don't really get the recognition. So I mean, it's all good. It's like I was saying before, once you got your coaches behind you, you have your teammates behind you, and you have the organization behind you. I mean, that's all that was mattering at the end of the day. And once you get a contract, then everybody else seems to notice what was going on. But I put myself there the whole time.
Was the pace of getting this done connected in any way to Sherman's deal coming out first?
Not really. I mean, we've been working on it for a while, and it just happened to start getting closer to when it started getting closer towards OTAs and getting on the field. Really, I mean, I wanted to try to get it out of the way so I could be out there for all of that.
And what do you think of the momentum that's been created here during the off season? You know, some nice acquisitions. They lock up Alex Mack for a long time. They lock up you. Johnny Manziel's coming. Can you just speak to what seems to be real positive momentum going through?
Yeah, we definitely have a lot of positive momentum going on. I mean, with me getting locked up here, I'm super excited. Alex Mack, super excited. I mean, we brought Dante Whitner. He's going to be here for a while. Dansby. It's a lot of positive things going on. And everybody just wants to build on it. And with Johnny and the rookie class coming in, you know, they're going to have to prove themselves, all of them. So, I mean, it just brings in healthy competition. There's nothing better than that. You know, when you have a lot of good players at a position, I mean, that's what you want on the team.
Joe, do you have any thoughts early on?
Have you spoken with Justin Gilbert yet? And just the idea of bringing in a guy who maybe be able to play opposite of you and what he can bring?
Yeah, he's a really, really talented player. I mean, when I was out at the combine, I got to really watch him and, like, go through the drills and do what he had to do. And my little brother was a big fan of him. He had me watching his highlight tape. So he was my favorite corner coming out. And then he turns the ball over. He's able to get the ball back to the offense. Very, very athletic. And with his return skills, when he gets the ball in his hands, he's automatically ready to get to the end zone. And I'm really glad that we got him. And he's going to be he got to learn and come out here and just work hard. And he could definitely be a big part of help the team.
You sense a different atmosphere around here with Mike Pettine as head coach than last year?
Yeah, it's a whole different feel from the top down. You know, it's just everybody's they bringing in a whole different feel. You know, just as far as just trying to swipe away everything that was going on in the past, and you know how just the way the Browns are kind of looked at. You know, they're just trying to eliminate that and just get us to have a new identity.
Just to see what happens with Manziel here and the attention that this team is going to get. Am I reading it right that guys like you who have been playing here, I mean, you're kind of hungry and welcome for what lies ahead?
We welcome all of that, man. Just him as a player. You know, I have faith in Hoyer. And the thing is, if you have Johnny Manziel, he brings all that Manziel, that noise and all that. But at the end of the day, once you get onto the field, it's you're going to see. If Johnny Manziel's playing better than Hoyer, then he'll be out there. He'll be the leader. But if he's not, then Hoyer will be our guy or whoever the quarterbacks are. I mean, the thing is, when you get to this level, it doesn't really matter how much people hype you, how much people talk about you. It's what you do on the field, you know. And that I think that's the thing with Hoyer, Manziel, and the other, whoever quarterbacks we have is it's going to be competition. And I like it. I mean, you get more attention here. You get more people watching the Browns. And all we got to do now is just make noise, and everybody's going to look good.
Even if it means, you know, tons more national attention, more satellite trucks, TMZ. You guys, that kind of thing.
Man, it doesn't matter. I mean, that's cool. I mean, that's what happens when you win. So if we start winning, we'll have that regardless.
Jimmy Haslam said that the message to Johnny last week was start acting like a backup quarterback. As a player who's on the roster, is that a good sentiment to push to him right away to maybe take away some of this big Johnny football aura stuff?
I know he has a lot. I mean, Johnny, I couldn't even imagine what Johnny Manziel is going through with all that attention, all that hype on him. But I know for a fact of just being a competitor, once you get to that level of, if I feel you playing as a backup quarterback, I don't think he's going to try to do that. I mean, I think he's going to come out here, and I think it just takes a little bit of pressure off of him. But at the end of the day, Manziel's going to be Manziel when he gets out on the field, and I think that's what's going to show. And the same thing with Hoyer. He's not giving up the spot, you know. So it's just – I'm honestly happy because you have Hoyer that wants to be a quarterback, and Manziel with all the hype. But when you're on the field, everybody's going to see what's going on, and it's not like nobody is giving free spots. You have to earn it. You have to win it. Same thing with, like, Justin Gilbert. I mean, he's a really high draft pick. When I came in, high draft pick, I didn't start until week 8, you know, and that was all good because I wasn't ready.
So what was your reaction? Everybody remembers kind of that moment where they announced that Manziel was coming here. What was your initial reaction?
I was hyped. I like Manziel going. I'm a little bit on the flashy side, and I like that. I like that about him. I like he has a personality, and you know, it is what it is.
Joe, can you talk about how far you've come since you've been through a few hard times over the past couple of years here with your suspension, and how you got that all turned around to arrive at this point?
It's been a little long ride, a little bit of bumps in the road, you know. But now it's all coming together. I mean, I'm super, super blessed. I got married, and that helped me out a whole lot. I just calm down, and I just got into the Bible a lot more, and it's been a whole lot more about football. And I think that's what really helped me out. It's just the outside distractions. A lot of that stuff can get you mixed up because when you first come in and you're making a lot of money and things are going all good, you could lose sight. You know what I'm saying? And I think I have my priorities in order, and that really helps me out.
Joe, you mentioned things calming down in your personal life. You get the sense things are calming down here. I mean, you'll now play for 4 coaches, I think, in 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. I mean, I really like my coach. I really like Coach Pettine, and I think that they're bringing they're they're trying to change it up. They're trying to change it all up. I've been here for a lot of coaches, and this is something that, I mean, it's you can kind of tell and feel a difference with what they're doing here, and I really like their defense. And the players that we have here, we're not far away at all from winning. We're not far away at all. We still have a whole lot of work to do. Don't get me wrong, but we had the ability. We just got to get the attitude.
Talking about the turnaround that you were able to make and what happened with you, you know, with your suspension and just, you know, now being married and settled down and all that kind of stuff. Do you have even a greater appreciation for what Josh Gordon might be going through right now? What are your thoughts on that, and what can you do to help him or anybody? And
You got to just love up on Josh. I mean, we don't really know what the situation is right now. I just saw him a couple times in passing, but he knows that the team loves him, and I do. Greg does. And we just got to, you know what I'm saying, if he needs somebody to talk to, we'll definitely be here to talk to him.
It turns out to be true, and you lose him for a year.
I mean, that'd be really unfortunate. You know, that he's amazing, you know, but nobody really knows the situation or what's going on right now.
25, right? Just turned 25. Yeah. But do you feel like you're a leader now, and especially with Justin coming in, that you know you have to kind of lead that group? And what would be a couple messages to a young guy who's a top 10 pick, just like you were?
The whole thing is, you have to prove everything on the field. Once you get the respect from the locker room, and the way you get respect from people in the locker room is you perform on the field. So the thing I would just tell him, all you have to do is just study, work hard. And just try to become the best. You know, if you need anything, if you're not sure of things, don't be afraid to ask questions. And then just don't think anything's going to be given to you. Just put your head down and grind. And that's the biggest thing. First round picks, the second round picks, third round picks. Just act like you were undrafted free agent. When you come in here, you just grind, and that's the way the team respects you, and they just take you in.
So are you like Sheldon Brown now to
it's kind of crazy.
How much better do you think your game will be with a guy like Justin Gilbert also on the field?
I think it will improve a lot. You know, my whole thing is I don't feel like I've peaked at all. You know, I think I can get so much better, and that's the thing, because when I'm talking about the way they should be practicing, but they're going to watch me, and I'm going to be trying to get so much better. I mean, this contract only makes me want to feel like now I have to play like the best corner in the league, you know, so I feel like I just got to grind, and when I'm in practice with the DBs, and they're going to see how hard I work, and there should be no reason why nobody shouldn't work as hard as I am.
There was a video online with you and Deion at the Pro Bowl. Just wondering, you know, are you going to go out to Dallas and spend some time with him?
Yeah.
And B, what did it mean to you to be around a guy like him and also the other great players? What did the Pro Bowl do for you?
Man, it did a lot. I felt like that's where I needed to be. You know, it just felt like you were just around a lot of dudes that loved the game and really had their stuff together, you know. And when I was talking to Deion, he was just telling me about the things I loved it because he's watched my game. I could tell because some of the things that he was telling me that I need to work on is the things that I feel like I need to work on. And I'm actually going out there June or July. I got a date. I'm going out there to his camp. Me, Richard Sherman, Patrick Peterson, we're going to go out there to Deion's camp and work his camp, and then he's going to help us out a little bit.
How about being here and going through this without TJ? Is there some bit of bittersweetness about that aspect of it?
That's when the business part comes into play. You know, TJ texted me yesterday. I was talking to him for a good 30 minutes, as he was congratulating me, telling how happy he was. And he's always going to be a good friend of mine. So, you know, I know he's out in Denver working hard, and he's just happy for me, and I'm happy for him. It's a little, you know, I would, of course, like to have my boy with me, but, you know, I know he's out there trying to provide for his family and doing what he has to do.